Saturday, 19th September 2009, a roundup of local, regional, and international news headlines. Voice of America reports that Zimbabwean Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's formation of the Movement for Democratic Change will, on Saturday, launch a campaign of meetings and rallies to sound out party supporters on whether the MDC should stay in the National Unity Government. Derek Matichek, senior researcher for the Research and Advocacy Unit based in Harare, has said that since the elections of the 29th March 2008 demonstrated unequivocally that ZANU-PF cannot currently win an election in Zimbabwe under democratic conditions, ZANU-PF strategy thus demands the retention of all levers of power that control democratic space and all aspects of executive power. While the MDC seeks to increase support by changing the mindset of ZANU-PF supporters through service delivery and conciliation, the ZANU-PF cabal setting policy has every intention, come the next elections, of unleashing its power to ensure that the voice of this support for the MDC is never heard. Writing for Zim Online, Alex Magaisa has described the global political agreement as a gringo dish, saying that it's a dish that you have not out of free will, but because that's what is on the table. You eat because you have to survive, so you squirm and close your eyes in pain while forcing it down your throat as a matter of necessity. The Media Monitoring Project has condemned the decision by ZBC to pull off the air a public awareness advertisement about corruption sponsored and paid for by the local chapter of an international anti-corruption lobby group, Transparency International Zimbabwe. The advert, which was recalled on August 26, a month before the end of its scheduled run, was terminated on the basis that it contained a foreign agenda. The advert lamented the alarming levels of corruption in the country and called on the public to report cases of vice to Transparency International Zimbabwe. A report from Voice of America informs us that the World Health Organization has confirmed 12 new cases of swine flu in Zimbabwe. According to Zim Online, Zimbabwe's Information Ministry has threatened to fire senior managers at the country's sole broadcaster, Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation, ZBC, after they failed to screen the official opening of a mining investment conference by President Robert Mugabe during the main news bulletin on Wednesday. A source at ZBC said, "We were told that Mugabe is the president of this country and should be the top story, whether we liked it or not." The Southern African Civil Society Information Service says that South Africa's unemployment problem has worsened since the arrival of the global financial crisis. In the first 3 months of this year, the economy shed 179,000 jobs and another 267,000 in the 3 months thereafter. Plus News reports that AIDS activists around the world have welcomed a new UN General Assembly resolution to create a single agency to promote the rights and well-being of women, which they say is good news for women who are bearing the brunt of the global AIDS pandemic. Zambia's President Rupia Banda said Friday his government was working on a plan to ease the effects of the world economic crisis, which has caused the loss of thousands of key mining jobs in the African nation, according to AFP. The Guardian UK reports that it has exclusive footage of ballot papers pre-marked for Hamid Karzai that were seized by monitors. The ballots appear to be stamped with a monitor's seal and ready to cast. The art and culture website Truth Out has said that American soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan have tough truths to tell, and it has been well demonstrated that the establishment media does not want to broadcast these. Given the lack of an outlet for anti-war voices in the corporate media, many contemporary veterans and active duty soldiers have embraced the arts as a tool for resistance, communication, and healing. Roger Federer has been hit with a $1,500 fine for swearing at the umpire during his shock US Open final defeat to Juan Martin Del Potro, according to CNN. The Herald says that Kirsty Coventry, the Zimbabwean swimming icon, was recently rewarded for her record-breaking feat at this year's FINA World Championships when she came third in the Female Athlete of the Month Award for August in the United States.